Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, we are beyond that. I really, there is so much, guys. We are diving in, okay? Just don't even take a breath. Strap in, hold on. This is a moment, and welcome to July. You know, whoo.
There is a lot of momentum underfoot.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
That momentum is indeed going to carry us forward, and we're going to talk more about that.
We have a lot to share today. Now, look, hey, if you want to jump into this conversation, I have no idea if there's even a line available, but write down this number, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008.
Call it right now.
You got it. And if it's busy, just hold on to that number. And as soon as we say hi and goodbye, that would be your time to jump into the queue. And you know, Sri, that's how I feel about July. We have all jumped into the queue.
Absolutely. You know, we're at a magnificent time. And when I say magnificent, that doesn't necessarily mean it's comfortable. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're all happy about it. Yet there's a deep satisfaction that's available to you as you begin to witness the amazing show that is unfolding before your eyes.
You know, that is the way to look at it.
The amazing show. And I tell you what.
It's a very, very big show.
Well, I'm reminded of Barnum and Bailey.
Well, that's where I was going. And then Sullivan and, all of those.
It's like you can fool some of the people some of the time. And there's a lot of that going on out there in density consciousness.
Oh, my gosh. That's an understatement. But, you know, Sri, that ties into July. Because July, guys, July is magic. July is mystery. And July is liftoff. And we're using the words liftoff, but in so many ways, it's a blast off. And the reality is sometimes when a rocket goes up, it hits its target, and sometimes they blow up, and sometimes they go in the wrong direction. All of that is happening right now. And that is part of this Trinity experience that's really tying everything together through that June. Remember, we had the awareness, the experience, and of course, choice.
Well, choice made from the basis of awareness, made from the basis of your experience, always will take you to the next best station, so to speak, the next best place for you to have the next experience and the next choice. Life is an ever-ascending pathway if you allow yourself to experience the joy of growth. And for those that would prefer to put the genie back in the bottle and just have everything predictable in the way it was, meaning yesterday or a generation ago, then there is a tension in life. And that tension is something that will define their experience. All experiences are good.
Absolutely.
All experiences are there for the person who is the witness and the experiencer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what. July is an opportunity for you to discover how powerful you are.
And to really claim mastery. And the way that we claim mastery is by moving forwards in ways that honestly demand courage. And saying, and what is courage? Courage is really nothing more than trust. You know, that's really all it is. So it's about this free fall into the trust of your own mastery. That's the power. That is the empowerment. And really the essence of this mystery, magic, and liftoff energy, because this liftoff, guys, has profound expansionary momentum. I'm going to use that word again for anyone who claims to call into that.
Absolutely. And I just want to recap something here, because the phrase spiritual activism was something that we elucidated a lot in June, and I just want to bring your attention back to it, because spiritual activism refers to a level of consciousness where one is taking action in the world.
Yeah.
And usually it is an action that says my group and my bigger family, my bigger identity, where there's
which is already a lifted energy,
which is a whole lot better than just it's all
than,
about
than me. Absolutely.
Yeah. But spiritual activism, it defines a strata where we realize that we're not the only ones out there. There are other beings out there. Now, how are we going to harmonize with them? Are we going to seek to have them conform to our beliefs and desires, or are we going to find a higher order of harmony that is allows all to express themselves? That's really an important question, because as you look out into the world of mass consciousness today, there's a lot of polarity, there is a lot of digging in and positioning going on, and this helps you understand the difference. When you see the outer world digging in with this nationalism, racism, and other isms, what's happening is people are taking an identity stand. And this is one level of the zone we call spiritual activism. Yet there's another level to activism, which is, let's just say it's where our heart is aroused and we're acting from a place of compassion in the world, saying care is needed somewhere. My attention and love are needed somewhere. And I can be activistic in a whole way, in kind of a holistic manner. That's another step up the pyramid, isn't it not?
I would hope so. Because if it's not, there's a whole other energy to look at. And you know, I say that tongue in cheek, but I'm also bringing forward the recognition that at the core of all of this, we are all co-creating this illusionary playground. And this is a moment right now in this beautiful co-created playground to give ourselves a breakthrough experience. And that's really what this liftoff is about. And, you know, Sri, it's about that, you know, in the pyramid of spiritual awakening, you take that density consciousness and spiritual activism. What's happened through all the energies of June is that this river opened.
Yeah.
You know, this beautiful river. But, you know, whenever there's a river, it means there's two sides to the shore.
Well, it means you can be afraid to cross the river.
Exactly. Or, it could be.
Or you need to construct a bridge to make the journey continue.
And you need to want to get to the other side, or you're grateful for the barrier. And that's exactly what's happening this month, because this liftoff is essentially this river of energy that has appeared that is kind of softening, I'm going to say, the railway, so to speak, between spiritual activism and ascension awareness. However, each being is going to navigate that river in their own unique way.
So as we look out into the outer world, we must simultaneously look inside at the inner world.
Yeah.
This is the harmony that is being called forward for those that are on a path of awakening. And as we lift into our heart, as we really understand that our heart will provide us a truth detector.
Oh yeah.
Then when we hit that river, that thermal climb between activism and ascension awareness, really it's that piece of understanding that I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world.
Yes.
Ascension awareness is that sense of I will participate in this world, but I won't let it define me because I'm bigger than that.
And you're actually not even that.
I am not this body. I am not this affiliation.
Exactly.
I can play with it. I can dance with it, but it doesn't define my identity.
Exactly. And, you know, Sri, this, I'm smiling because number one, you're too adorable sharing all this. But number two, there's this wonderful, wonderful discourse that came in. It's called The Four Knowns. And, you know, that is available at our website, sriankira.com, in the messages from the master section. And of course, they're all of our messages are free. And the first of the four knowns was, I am not this body.
I am not my body.
I am not my body. And that when we can really remember that, then we get to have fun with it. And that's the gift, isn't it? To be able to transcend the judgment and recognize how incredibly beautiful your body is, because it's giving you every single lesson that you came to get. And the more you celebrate that, the easier you can navigate it. And the body actually starts shifting to support the vibration. So have fun with it. Once you know you're not it, it becomes a lot easier.
Absolutely. And speaking of shifting vibrations,
yes.
I just want to pose the question.
Ooh, here it comes.
What if there was a radio show where you had the opportunity to touch into the energy of a true soul partner? What if there was a radio show that called forth in you the recognition of what is a twin flame energy? What is the clear mirror of my soul? Well, drum roll, that exists very soon.
No.
It's coming soon.
Tell me it's not so.
Well, I want to say.
This is just incredible. Tell me more, Sri.
I just want to say with a smile on my face and joy in my heart that we are co-creating such a show with our beloved friends, Alan and Sandra. And they are standing by right now. And when they say hello here in just 5 seconds, guys.
Yeah, it's coming. Unmute.
I want you to just have your hand on your heart and the energy of their voices and begin to recognize what is a soul mirror.
Oh, let's talk about that. Welcome.
I want to hear more about the radio show, please.
Me too.
What's going on? What's happening?
Well, soul mirrors.
So, hi, guys.
Alan, you do the better drum roll. Do the drum roll thing. Alan's got it nailed. There it is. So, beloved angels, those of you that have dedicated we are so grateful, have been with us every Sunday and will continue to be with us every Sunday, just as we are right now. We are adding a second show each week. And Sri and I, due to the beloved incredible mastery of our dear friends Alan and Sandra, are very proud to be on a newly syndicated show at TFR, also run at iHeartRadio, called Soul Mirror. What is your soul mirror? Well, you're going to find out when you tune in with all four of us and make a note, okay? Right now, put this in your calendar. Go get the highlighter, you know, whatever you do, to make sure you don't forget something. We are launching Thursday, July 26th. You heard me, this month. How cool is that? Thursday, July 26th, and we're going to be at 8 p.m. Pacific. So let us assist you to have some amazing dreams when you're getting ready to go to bed that night. Be with us. Thursday, July 26th.
Well, guys, share a little bit with our listeners about what this means to you and to them.
Oh, this has been the most amazing process. It really has.
It's been fantastic. Fantastic. Working with you guys.
The two energies coming together and co-creating in such unity and saying we are here and we are out there to raise the vibration and just be these, we're like these happy little children that are dancing around and going, oh, we know them and they know us. I see you. and we have had you guys on the show for a year. And we were like, oh, we can call them co-hosts. Well, then from the co-host, we looked at, we could launch a show, all four of us as hosts.
Yeah.
And how amazing would that be? And it would be on iHeartRadio. And it would join the communities. Mm-hmm. And build the bridge,
exactly.
Which is amazing about the rainbows that showed up.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
The mountain for you. It's this bridge that is built between the two communities, and we're just so honored. It brings tears to my eyes because the people that have really—they say when you invest in people, people invest in you. The things that came forward for all of us were just amazing.
Totally amazing.
The talent and Alan's voice, it was just like, oh my, where did the voice come from? It's like activating a new level. And it was so, so exciting. And we're so excited for you.
Well, like, thank you.
You know, it's truly a wonderful adventure.
The work you guys are doing is nothing, seriously, nothing short of phenomenal. I mean, we look around a lot. I mean, we kind of pay attention to what's going on in the world, like you were saying before, and not being of it, but just being aware of what's going on. And the work you two have done for, gosh, how many years now? It's awe-inspiring to us. I mean, you guys inspire us truly on a daily basis and never take that for granted. And I know you don't. But the work that you do not only affects us, but everybody that hears the information and the wisdom that you guys bring forth from that heart center and from outside of that which goes through you.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's just awesome. There are times when I'm speechless, and this is kind of one of those times, but this is an honor and a joy to be associated with you two beautiful souls. It really, really, truly is.
Well, thank you for being our soul mirrors. And I just want to share for our listeners that when we take the energy of a twin flame couple and sit them down with the energy of another twin flame couple.
Ooh, oh, man. Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a combustible
energy. Yeah, baby, it's a liftoff, and that is July. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
No, and there's going to be a lot of wisdom and joy to be shared. Mm-hmm. This is one of those shows where you can just, don't worry about the words, just feel the energy that's radiating from the show.
Absolutely, and I think all four of us sincerely, with all of our heart, reaching out to all of you, say, hey, anything is possible when you give yourself the gift of trusting you. And thank you for allowing this to be, because without you, our beloved listeners, this would not be. And so we are bowing before you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. This is a month where any being who wants to can lift off. And truly, it is an honor to have this show launching on July 26th at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Really an honor.
As it is for us, guys. And, you know, we've been following you throughout this whole thing. And raising. And I don't think the timing on this could have been any better myself.
Well, I agree with you there. And it's certainly in this world of illusion, delusion, and dancing energy, it's good to have a little authenticity broadcast through the airwaves.
Absolutely. And we are so looking forward to that. And we are so grateful that you guys could jump in for the first part of our show today. And for all of you that were not with us about, an hour and a half ago, we were so honored to be with Alan and Sandra at Twin Flame Divine Fire. And you really want to catch that show, because there's a whole lot more about what's going on in July and what's coming down. So truly, you might want to catch their show as well. And so guys, where can they catch the show that we just finished?
They can go to tfrlive.com. Wow. Yeah.
And I haven't put it up online yet on the website, but I should have that done. Computer cooperating within about a half an hour. So, you know, if you can hang out just for a little bit, we will have that up for you shortly.
So that's perfect. So when our show's over, you should be just about ready to go click into that one and get the whole deal, is everything that happens. So guys, we love you. Thank you for being with us today.
We love you too. And thanks for having us on your beautiful show.
And we are just honored by your mastery, angels. Honored.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And July is coming up. Woo! 26th.
July 26th. We will see you then.
We're there.
Namaste, angels.
Namaste, beautiful ones.
Hey, we love you. Thank you, guys.
We love you,
too. We love you, too.
Bye-bye.
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 You know, Sri, I think it's just really a beautiful gift for everyone on the planet to recognize that we are at a moment of liftoff, and what that really means, what that river that is swimming through the pyramid really means. And we also have all of our lines jammed. And I think that we should just go and start saying hi to some of these amazing people.
Absolutely. We're going to say hi to some of our callers, and then we're going to get back to the energies of these times.
Because there's so much more to share. Oh, my goodness.
But let's begin at line 4, and we'll say hi to Carolyn from British Columbia.
First time to the show. Welcome, beautiful one.
Oh, hello. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I got through. I'm shaking.
Oh.
Wow, this is amazing. I just want to start by saying you both changed my life many years ago by reading your books, and I'm getting very tearful right now, but I just want to thank you for those wonderful books, because they really changed my path.
Thank you.
Wow. So, can you hear me properly? Because I feel like there's a delay.
Absolutely, my love. No, we hear you just fine.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay, I've been on a wonderful path for the last 6-7 years at least. And everything is going in the right direction. I've met my wonderful partner after kind of a weird divorce. I'm ready to move forward. It feels like everything has come to a halt. Trying to sell my house, want to move in with him, and I feel like the universe is just slowing me down for a bit, and I'm kind of frustrated and impatient, you could say. And I just want to know if you can see anything moving this month for me.
Whew. Well, first and foremost, my love, it is such an honor to have this moment with you. Bring your hand, or if both hands or one hand, to your heart, because okay. when you finished asking, I literally lost my breath and felt as if I was going to pass out. And in that moment, what I saw was that there is this, how do I describe it? It was like a big lock. but inside this lock was a lot of light. I mean, a lot of light. And I'm just describing the picture because it had to be like this vision. I'm like, give me words for her. And they're like, no, describe this. So after that, you and I were staring at this lock. And then the only thing I can share with you is that there is like this clean sweep. Like going through everything and really looking at it and making like this clean sweep. And they're saying the number three. And so I'm just seeing that energy all around it. So thank you for asking. And that is what they want you to hear. Many blessings.
The number three. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Clearly. I'll have to look into that more. Number three. Okay.
Do.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, my love. Yeah, very much. Just pay attention, because truly, you're in deep connection. Many blessings, angel.
I'm
Namaste.
And I'm on. Thank you very much. Namaste.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes the messages from spirit come forward in symbols. You know, and
colors.
And colors.
Yeah.
And it's
sounds.
Up, and it's up to us to say yes and allow the revelation to manifest within our lives,
right,
rather than words that manifest in our brain.
Well, you know, Sri, this is one of the things that I'm so grateful for, is that, you know, we have this amazing community that gathers every Sunday, and we are an amazing community. And when we gather, we create this container for each other.
Yes.
You know, I think about all the emails you and I get from people saying, you know, I tried to get through on the phone lines, I couldn't get through, but oh my gosh, my questions were answered. And then people that have said, you know, I was on hold and I heard my question answered. Or so there is this sense of oneness and this sense of expansion. And
yes.
So it is a powerful moment when we can hold space for each other and recognize that no matter what the words are, there's also an energy that transits with it.
Absolutely. And I want to just salute the callers, because
yes.
It takes courage to pick up the phone and reach out. There's a certain intimacy and nakedness.
That's
there.
Exactly.
And we say thank you
and
to you.
And we honor and respect that
because,
so much.
Because you too are a soul mirror.
You got it.
Sharing your process. And that sharing of your process illuminates all of us.
Well, and it brings us back to July, because I'm sure people are going, hey, what about July? Guys, everything we're doing, everything we're sharing with you right now is a modeling of the approach, let's use that word, that you can bring to the energy of July. The energy of July is liftoff, okay? But it's got this magic and mystery wrapped around it, meaning that you might not even know how or why the liftoff is happening. You just know it is. It can also recognize that everything is coming in stages, like a rocket going into space, right? You know, it shoots up in its entirety. And then at one point, when the next section jettisons up, simultaneously, there is a section that falls down. And so this is why it is very much a liftoff, because you can lift off and go in two directions. And all of that is playing out in July. And so how you ride this literal wave, remember we talked about this earlier in the show, that there's this river, so to speak, that has birthed between spiritual activism and ascension awareness. How everything navigates that river will determine what side of that energy you're falling into.
And this is the time, as you stare at that threshold between the activism, which is very much outwardly focused
and very attractive to a mind of density. Activism is a sense, has a sense of righteousness. It has a sense of doing something. I mean, it has power. So to a mind of density, it's an ascended perspective.
Well, right. Because activism feeds the emotions. Activism feeds the brain.
It's ascended density.
Because there's principles involved as well as passion.
Right. But it's ascended density.
And that's really the bottom line, is that the path of self-ascension is one of learning how to be in the world, but not of the world. And that ascended perspective allows one to see joy everywhere, to see the perfection of all paths. And that is a deep peace. And that is truly the reward that I found in my own life that I was yearning for so many years.
Yes.
And so, beloved ones, as we look at the energy in July and the river of energy that is around us, remember that everything out there is to call forth a greater level of truth. Everything going on in our world is calling you out, to speak.
Uh-huh.
And you can't be called out unless you go in. And what I mean by that
is
bring your attention inward, discover what your spiritual foundation is, and begin to honor your own sacred heart, to love yourself in a way that you haven't before, to really say, I trust my life.
And what does that bring us to, Sri? You know, we've been joking with this all day about these F words for the month of July. It brings us to the biggest F word, forgiveness.
Forgiveness. To forgive yourself for all of the distractions and delusions you've invested in, and to
and that are continually keeping you out.
They keep you in whatever loop you're in, and then to forgive others for acting the way they act, because everybody's doing the best they know how given their state of consciousness at the time.
Now, you guys already understand what we're saying. I know you do. Imagine that if this is the energy of the month, then what you already know is, because of the twinned earth, it means that there will be many, many, many opportunities to practice this month. And this is why there is value in preparing yourself, in calling this in understanding. Today, we're offering you a choice. We're offering you a choice. How do you want to navigate the month ahead? Do you want to navigate the month ahead becoming ever more polarized, ever more frozen, ever more fear-filled, even though you're aware of being awake, you become awake to density, or you stay in what's known as ascended density. And so that opportunity will be very, very rich this month for an extreme amount of beings. Or, and this is the choice, you can lift right now. You know, here's my hand, lift right now and get out and pay attention through the lens of your ascended awareness, and you will actually, not only will you lift off, you will discover things you never thought possible this month. It is an extraordinary journey ahead.
You know, when I was a kid, there was a club in school called 4-H.
I remember that, the clover.
Yeah.
Green logo.
I just was smiling at that memory, because we're kind of in the month of the three Fs.
Did we get bleeped for saying
that? No, three Fs. Wrong with that. And the first F is fear. And if you are beginning to face your fears, then forgiveness, the next F, will balance that fear into a place of recognizing that, you know, there's nothing to get alarmed about.
Right.
And that brings us to the third F, which is freedom.
Woo, baby.
Let your fear call you to forgiveness, and from there claim your freedom.
Wow. I love this. I love this, Tree, because that's really where it's at. Is it not? The master's journey. To be a master means that you have the courage to begin the journey at all. To be a master is to give yourself the opportunity to not be afraid to gaze deeply within. And so forgiveness is like a lock, right? It's like a key and lock.
It's the key to breaking out of the Velcro of density. Because remember, beloved ones, no matter how enlightened your thoughts, no matter how strong your desire, I'm sorry, you've got a little road wear in your consciousness.
Or you wouldn't have taken a body. And that in and of itself is another blessing.
And the road wear are the accumulation of all of those hurts and judgments and errors, seemingly, that have accumulated over a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many of these little knocks and bumps from the person who unknowingly insulted you to the grander, bigger, deeper hurts that your good subconscious mind just put them all away and buried them and threw away the key. But they hold your energy down. They keep you locked into density.
Yeah, they do.
And this is why ascended forgiveness is so important, to be able to really say, you know, they did the best they knew how, given their state of consciousness. And then to look in the mirror and say, I love myself. I've done the best I know how.
Exactly.
Given the pressures I was under.
Imagine your life living from that recognition. And guys, our gift to you this month, because we would love each and every being on the planet to feel this. No strings, super easy. Go to shrinkcarrot.com. Right on the homepage, right from opposite of this month's July video, you will see a link and you can get your free PDF of a booklet that will walk you through a 7-day process that will change your life. Grab the booklet, guys. Give yourself imagine 7 days from now having freed yourself to really be the amazing master you are.
There's a real value in this process that we've shared, and we encourage you to check it out. Make a commitment and discover what freedom feels like.
Absolutely. And speaking of what freedom feels like, we're going to take a freedom moment.
We're going to take a little station break. And when we come back, we're going to jump to the phone lines and expand the conversation.
A lot more to talk about.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are truly delighted to be with you right here, right now.
We are actually so honored because here we are in this moment of July 1. And if you're catching this in the archives, you're probably listening to this going, oh my God, yeah, I get it. I remember that. And the reason I'm sharing it is we are in that moment, that bridge-filled moment from June, where we culminated with this choice, into July, which is where we are now seeing this huge, wide river appear between spiritual activism and ascension awareness. And so therefore, every being on the planet is being affected. Everyone is on the river bank at the very least, and a lot of them have already jumped in. And this is a month of liftoff, and that's going to happen through magic and mystery.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, because, don't we all have that inside of us?
Well, absolutely, because the magic really is referring to that miracle energy.
Exactly.
That will manifest in your life in unexpected ways as you hold the love and the presence, as you really are sincere in your commitment. Because so much is available. This is not a done deal. The movie ain't over yet.
No, it's not. But I do think we're at and need an intermission. I really do. I don't know about you guys, but I think I might need another popcorn for the second half of this thing.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We have a number of beautiful people standing by. You're going to get your ice cream in a minute.
I hope so.
And beloved ones, we're going to head back to the phone line. So we're going to go to line 2 and say hello to Farron from Colorado.
Hey, gorgeous Farron. Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Oh, us too, my angel.
I am ready to expand my passion to action as a spiritual artist, but at times I feel really stuck in just restlessness and habits, and I'm not sure where, I guess, and how to expand my life work. So if I could have a mini soul reading regarding any of this, that would be amazing.
Wow. Well, Farron, first and foremost, my love, bring your hands to your heart and take in a deep breath, because I don't want to say I'm experiencing a big hurt, but there's like an overlay on your heart right now that I'm just sending love to. And the message that was coming through while you were sharing this, it was just that it's about, are you really trusting yourself to do this? They just kept saying that over and over again, that you've got to get really honest with yourself and look at what is there. There is still, I'm going to use another F word, there is still a big fear inside of you that is preventing you from really trusting yourself. And that's, and I would love to share more with you, but that's all they keep saying. And so I want to honor that you obviously trust yourself, or you wouldn't have had the courage to call in today. And so I'm bowing before your mastery, because it is indeed blooming, and have no doubt about that, my love. Many blessings, Farron. We love you very much.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel. Many blessings.
Love you.
We love you too, honey.
You know, as I'm feeling the sincerity of this, mm-hmm. it's important to remember that each and every one of us has that crystal center,
that
guidance.
Yes.
And sometimes it feels, let's just say we feel kind of alone in learning how mm-hmm. to trust it. Because
that's true.
To trust ourselves means to be willing to go where we haven't gone before.
That could be really amazingly wonderful or terrifying.
Because that's really how we leap across the liver.
The liver. Okay. Hey, dude. All right.
and as we leap across the river.
There you are.
It's the energy of trust that puts spring in your step. You may not know exactly how you're going to land. You may not know exactly what's on the other side, but we know we got to leap.
Yes, in every single way.
And it's just part of the evolutionary process.
And part of the liftoff, right? And this, again, my angels, this is a month where pay attention, especially the last part of June, the 22nd, just the day after the balance, you know, the solstice, the 22nd through the 30th, which was just yesterday, if you're catching us live. Really dive into what's gone on in your life. What have you been shown? And what choices are you making because of that? That is the energy of the mastery that will propel you into the liftoff and reveal so much magic and mystery. But by the end of the month, you will really be ready. Or you're going to be able to really dive into the exact opposite of that. And again, how do you want to navigate the month ahead? Because as you navigate the month ahead, you will be prepared for the heat that's coming in August. And so it's a powerful moment, Sri.
You know, and the word heat is a wonderful metaphor for mm-hmm. what's going on, because yeah. things are heating up.
Yeah.
And in the heat comes the opportunity for an alchemical transformation.
You got to melt something into something else, right?
It's it. And so sometimes when we're in the moment of not knowing, am I going this way or that? Mm-hmm. I want to take a leap, but I'm not sure which way to point.
Exactly.
Well, in that moment, just hold on to it for a bit, meaning hold on and allow the tension, the energy, the uncertainty to build a little bit inside, because it will pop you forward. There's a magic that happens when we're willing to kind of sit before the fire
yeah.
and allow the transformation to build and action will come in a few minutes later.
You know, that's so true. And I always go back, I smile as I hear you share all that, Sri, because for me, it takes me immediately back to what you and I have called the miracle formula. And for those of you that are Miracle Team members, thank you for your support and for tuning in and for yesterday's amazing Miracle Team ceremony. And so the Miracle Team formula is sincerity plus love plus presence equals miracle.
That's right.
And it's about holding all three of those energies. And, you know, you can see that in many different ways. We see it as Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda. We see it as the trident. We see it as the Trinity. We see it as this union, right? The body, mind, spirit. This is the energy of honoring the truth of the mastery within and allowing it to come forward.
And if you just pause and reflect for a moment, sincerity and love are always attractive.
Exactly.
They always call forward people exactly. and solutions. And so to be present and to offer sincerity and love, your life will turn around if it needs to turn around. It will grow in abundance if that's what's next.
So, you know, this is the essence of the yoga of self-ascension. And this is what Sri and I have lived for the past 15 years. And one of the gifts in our recent experience here, I think, Sri, has been the fact that we have really found the home or the campus for self-ascension here in Ecuador, and that we are so extraordinarily blessed and want to give a shout out to all the people that have been recently here on site with us, christening all of the guest cottages, enjoying the trails, and filming yesterday's July Revelations with us up at the Water Therapy Center. We want to give a shout out to all of you, and we want to invite all of you to connect in with us here. There is a magic and mystery here. And I think more of that's going to be revealed in July. We are blessed and honored to be receiving guests every single day this month. We are really busy and getting ready to spend the next 4 days with 38 people who have flown in from virtually every continent on the planet.
We're just delighted to welcome sincere travelers who want to share the spiritual expansion with the ascended community. And we've got a wonderful workshop starting in the morning that'll run through the week. And we invite you to, you know, if you say, well, I wonder what that's about.
Come join us at the new year.
That's it. Go to SriAndKara.com and click on the events there. The New Year celebration is going to have a real deepening of one's cosmic connection.
Now, if you're interested, I know as of this morning, there were, I think, six or seven spaces left. So whatever's left. So if you are interested, you might want to start thinking about really making a decision of... We can't even really talk about it. Just read the PDF. There's just too much beauty to share.
There's multiple pages of information there once you click on it.
And we do want to share out to you our entire community that as Sri and I are blessed to go into retreat with these beautiful people for the next 4 days, we carry you with us because it is all of us together that are here. And each one of those 38 people is probably carrying a lot of you with them. And so thank you, my angels, for assisting us to co-create. And we will let you know next Sunday's show, everything that came forward, because there's a big energy going on right now, and we're really feeling it.
I'll tell you what, you're not alone, and sometimes when we see our soul mirror, we're reminded of what's going on. Speaking of what's going on, I want to run back to the phone lines, and we're going to go to line four, because right there is Donna from North Carolina.
First time on the show. Namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Namaste, beautiful souls. I love you.
We love you too, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I am in transition. I'm supposed to be moving from North Carolina to California to take care of my elderly mother. And I'm just not ready to go. I'm just so finances and help. But she needs me. And I know that if I can increase my finances, I could just keep my place in North Carolina and go see her and take care of her as needed, opposed to me moving there, which was my original plan. And that's just falling apart. But I know I have to go. So if you have any directions.
Oh, wow. Well, all right, my love. Put one hand on your throat if you can. And okay. When you do, I know you're chatting with me right now, but if you can put your other hand on your third chakra, and I'm doing this with you right now. So if you can't do both hands, I'm going to carry you through this. The message that's coming clearly through to you from this incredible group of masters. And as I'm doing this with you, I can feel them trying to release. They're saying that there is more to this picture than you are seeing right now, but there is a resistance in your third chakra and a fear in your fifth chakra that is preventing you from seeing clearly. And they're saying that if you allow yourself to fully release and go deep into what is being hidden, you will see that there is another answer. And It's right around you. And that's, but I want to share one thing with you because I can barely talk. I feel almost as if my throat is choking and my, and it's like I'm rocking back and forth and my third chakra is just so tight. And so I'm just feeling all this beautiful, warm compassion, love, just soaking into you. And so thank you for bringing that gift to all of us today and many, many blessings, Angel. Thank Namaste.
Thank you, angels, yourself. Namaste.
Namaste, my love. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed. You know, each and every one of us is on a revelatory journey.
Yes, and, we are. Yes, we are.
And when the recognition arises from within, we feel more confident and empowered.
And that's part of a liftoff experience.
It is. It is. And each of us has to find that alignment for ourselves.
Absolutely.
Because we've all been distracted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, we've got another caller standing by. I think it's on line 3, is Austin from British Columbia.
Hey, Austin, namaste.
Hey, can you hear me well?
We can. Namaste, beloved one.
Namaste. I am extremely happy I got through. I've been trying for the last few months, but today it's my birthday, and for the last week, it's been, you know, on vacation, and I have really no external reason to be feeling, you know, stressed out or stuck or anything like that. It's just been, I don't know, I've never been a socially awkward person, and I can't tell if, these things that I've been feeling, like I said, I'm with my girlfriend's family, and I don't know, it's just been a very mood swingy trip, like just up to perfectly fine for one moment, and then the next moment we have to do something, and it's just kind of all over the map, and not really sure, you know, just this feeling of alienation in a very bizarre way, and I know, yeah. I'm very sensitive spiritually, and I'm just curious if it has anything to do with, you know, the energies on the planet right now, and you know, these things. It's just been a very, very beautiful and magical type of week in a Soyuz here, but at the same time, there's this other side that I can't ignore. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was just,
I do.
Hoping, yeah.
I do know what you mean, Angel. And I want to share a couple things with you. First thing is, you're perfectly describing the choice energy that every single being on this planet is going to have to go through. So congratulations, you're already at it. It's already there. I mean, that's a sign of mastery, quite frankly. So that's a powerful gift. And the other key for you is to recognize that it's okay for you to ascend into a frequency that you're not currently calling fully in. I guess that's the only way they want me to share that to you right now. You, by the way, you have a lot of interesting people around you. And the other thing that would be really valuable for you during this time would be to really pay attention to the voices that are around you and notice the ones that resonate in your heart as authentic and the ones that resonate in your heart as absolute bullshit. And that's how they wanted me to say it. And so thank you. It's just for being with you. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you, Kira. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, my love. Many, many blessings. Wow. Yeah. Love it. Don't you love it?
I tell you what. You
tell
know,
me.
I,
tell me,
I, while you were chatting with him, I was just thinking about all the younger folks out there. I say younger than me is younger, right?
Well, that's everybody.
That's most of them.
But I'm younger than him.
But you know, authenticity means no more BS.
Mm-hmm.
Authenticity mm-hmm. means, well, maybe I'm going to step into activism for a moment because I want to make space for those who are waking up to have an easier experience, but I'm going to evolve through it.
Exactly.
Authenticity means
exactly.
I'm going to listen to whatever my voice is without inhibiting myself, and I'm going to let the cards fall where they fall.
Yeah. Now, wait, I have to step in with the caveat here because
please
yes,
do.
However, there is that awakened presence, right? Sincerity, love, presence. There is that awakened presence that can do that, because of the recognition of oneness,
yes.
because of the recognition of namaste. So thereby, there is no need for rules because you self-govern through your ascended consciousness.
Well, your ascended heart will always guide you.
Exactly.
And when I say exactly. no more BS, when I'm not suggesting you have to get angry. I'm just suggesting you got to get clear.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. It's a clarity. And when you have that clarity, it also ignites what I like to call the inner smile.
Yes.
The recognition of the divine perfection of everything that's happening.
Well, divine perfection indeed. And we have a caller that's been hanging on for a while.
Okay.
We're going to line one and we'll say hi to Monica from Florida.
Namaste, beloved Monica. Welcome, angel.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can, just perfectly.
Thank God. Well, first of all, I completely love you and adore you both.
Thank you.
You're beautiful souls. And I have a question for you. How do I know if my twin flame is in the body?
So take a breath. And Monica, take a breath.
Can you hear
and
me?
If you can, they're saying to sit with your hands. I'm just going to give you the process because they said it takes a couple times, but here's the process. They're saying sit with the hands on your third chakra and fingertips. So I've got like my two middle fingers are touching tip to tip. And then the others, you know, kind of come together on my third chakra. And they're saying breathe in and out until there is no breath left, meaning allow the breath to keep getting more and more relaxed, more refined. And then with the eyes closed and the energy focused through the consciousness of the heavens, call out and pay attention. And they're saying that you should keep a journal of the messages you're going to receive and that the rest of this is for you, not for everyone else to hear. And so thank you for bringing that through for so many people, Monica. Thank you.
Thank you. So delighted. I can't wait to do the homework.
Okay. All right, my love. Many blessings.
Wow.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Oh, my love.
Thank you.
You know, it's so wonderful because each person does bring forward a gift for all of us.
In every single way.
And these practices are simple, yet they're direct.
And July is a direct pipeline to lift off. And so really, with all my heart and soul, guys, go to shreeandkara.com. And please, 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 right there on the homepage, you will find the current July Ascension video. Otherwise, go to YouTube. Our official channel is Official Sri and Kira, and watch it there. There's so much more. Make sure that you also go ahead and get into our newsletter if you're not already on it. You can do that at sriandkira.com, where you will also find the forgiveness packet.
Well, the forgiveness packet can be downloaded right from the homepage, and this is not your ordinary forgiveness packet. This is a personal liberation exercise.
Oh, I love that.
And I'll tell you what. Everyone can use a little more liberation.
And you know, guys, truly, even if you've done forgiveness work in the past, you might be delighted at what you discover by offering yourself 7 days, guys, 7 days. Pick your 7 days, do it in July, and really gift yourself with opening your eyes to a greater sense of freedom.
I'll tell you what, we're free to take one more caller.
Well, let's do that. Let's go ahead and run and drop one right here.
We're going to line two, and we'll say hi to Susanna from New Jersey.
First time to the show. Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for everything. I just, I do a lot of spiritual work for many years, but I am at that point in my life. I'm very mature, 77 years young, and I feel that I'm stuck and I have a lot of work to do. I think the universe wants me to do something, and I don't know what.
Oh, well, beloved one, I need to share with you that as you were speaking, and I'm still connected with it, there is this emerald green golden angel that lifted up out of your crown chakra and is emanating. Now I'm just seeing what looks like a golden green portal, but this crystalline angel energy is emanating. And she's saying, relax your mind, open your heart, and begin to hear me again, my love. Yes, there is much to do. And thank you for keeping this appointment right now so we could begin again. And so it is.
Thank you so much. God bless you and bless the whole cosmos.
And thank you, my angel, for being on the planet. I bow before you. Thank you for the blessing of being with you today. I am honored. Many blessings.
I'm honored too. God bless you, all of you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you, my angel. Namaste. Whew, Sri, I'm really having a hard time coming back from that.
Yeah.
That was, guys, all of you listening, and I don't think I've ever said this in 15 years, that was one of the deepest attunement energies that I have ever experienced on air with anyone. And so I think it's valuable for all of us to remember that there's always a generation that goes before us.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That really, and we need to all remember that those generations deserve our ears. Because they if they have truly done the work, then they have done it for you. They have done it for us. And that's really a discernment that I think has been lost by many.
It's truly important to recognize that each soul has a contribution to make.
Yeah.
And as long as we are in body, we're still radiating our contribution.
Yeah.
And to honor that and respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you what, leaving the body is in one sense the easy way out.
Yeah.
Sticking around and continuing to radiate love and clarity into a somewhat distorted field of shared experience offers a lamppost for those that are still seeking that light.
And in this month, July, it's liftoff.
Yes.
Please watch the video. Go to YouTube, official Sri and Kara. Go to SriandKara.com. Watch the video. Get the forgiveness packet right on the homepage. Join us the end of the month, July 26th, Thursday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, when we debut our other new show, Soul Mirror, on iHeart and Truth Frequency Radio. We love you. You are ready for July. Lift off.
Take a deep breath and let a smile come to your face. And until we have the joy of being with you live next Sunday, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kara Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKaraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKara.com. See you next week. Namaste.